everybody. I'm Dr. Allison Key. Welcome to Beautifully Healthy. Today I am joined by my counterpart, my partner in crime, Erica Smith.
Hello.
And we're so excited today to have Cedra McWhorter, our friend, on, who is Sweet Peas Boutique, a staple here in Carrollton.
Aw, thank you for having me.
And we're lucky to have you because you have been a busy lady, a lady this week.
Yes, I'm always running a little crazy, but I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Makes you and us, you know. It's got to be a little bit all over the place and unpredictable, and you never know, and it's going to be fun, though.
Amen, sister.
So your open house is this weekend, your holiday open house.
Yes, we are very excited to have our Christmas open house at Sweet Peas. We kind of extended the days this year so that we could socially distance a little bit better and add some more fun to your holiday season.
Yay! What kind of sales and specials do you have going on?
Oh my goodness. So I am very passionate for the Carroll County Women's Shelter.
Awesome.
So every year at our Christmas open house, we collect new unwrapped toys for needy children that live at the shelter.
Awesome.
So if you bring in a toy, you get 20% off of your purchase, excluding Brighton. They won't let me play my reindeer games.
Scrooges, I tell you, Scrooges.
So you bring it in and you get off your whole purchase.
A great deal.
Really exciting, yeah.
Yeah, that is a really good deal. And you're always sort of the first. You sort of like lead the way into the holiday season. I feel like you get the jump on that holiday open house. So you've been working hard to get your store ready.
Oh my gosh. I have been slaving away, and I think that our displays, our windows, our product mix, everything is just absolutely phenomenal this year, really and truly. So you guys got to come out and see it.
Well, it never disappoints, and we'll definitely be there. So we're doing like a new thing with our podcast, and the next few weeks we are going to be featuring girl bosses. So we've got some of our favorite girl bosses coming on. You know, I have a daughter who's over there observing today. I just think it's when you're a mom, there's always some kind of guilt no matter what you're doing. But I think as like a working mom, it's just so important to set an example for our daughters today. It's a crazy world we're living in. So there are a lot of really successful girl bosses in our community, and we just want to hear from some of them. And so you are first.
Yay!
On our,
oh my God,
our series of girl bosses. Tell us, how long has Sweet Peas been a thing? How did it become a thing? Give me your story. Tell us all about it.
Well, Sweet Peas has been in business for 34 years.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I did not start Sweet Peas. Pam Uglum started Sweet Peas, and then I bought it 10 years after she started it. I worked for Pam throughout my whole college career, and I was one of her key sales associates. And when I graduated from the University of West Georgia, which was West Georgia College then, I graduated with a mass communications degree. And
which suits you.
It does.
I'm not surprised by that.
It's so funny. I really wanted to be like the next Barbara Walters. And I realized very quickly that they weren't going to pay me, you know, what Barbara made, or even close. I couldn't live in a box in Atlanta. So I decided, when Pam gave me the opportunity to become the manager, I then became the manager of the store. So I managed Sweet Peas for 7 years and then had the amazing opportunity to buy the store. And the rest is kind of history. We've been plugging along ever since.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
So that has been, Sweet Peas has been your baby, your career.
It really,
for most of your adult life,
it really was. Before I bought Sweet Peas, I actually had a child, Madison, and my oldest, so she's 27, yeah. So she, you know, obviously was my kid, but it is one of my children, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And you would probably attest, just like we would, that it's a family affair.
Oh,
you know, like you don't
absolutely
own a business on an island over here. It's your family, it's your friends, it's your, hey, I need y'all's help today.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%. I mean, my poor children, you know, there were times, and I'm like you, you know, being a woman's store owner or business owner, it is really hard to balance that whole, you know, taking care of your kids, the guilt that you feel. You know, I miss some ball games. I miss some class parties occasionally. But, you know, everybody knew that I was just trying to better our future. So I think the kids were really understanding. And I really wanted to be a role model for my children as well, like you were saying, for your daughter. And I have three girls, and they're all... I have several entrepreneurs. I have two entrepreneurs
now. Yeah, you do. You sure do.
It's pretty amazing to see the effect of that hard work.
When you started working for Pam at Sweet Peas, was it just a job, or have you always sort of been interested in fashion and merchandising and that sort of thing? Was that what drew you there?
I loved, from the time I was in the sixth grade, I laugh about this so often. I have a book from my sixth grade math class, and I drew a store. Me and my friend Dorothy, Bud, we're going to have Dot and Sid's.
That's cute.
I mean, how dumb is that?
That's cute.
But so it became a reality. I have always had a passion for fashion, I guess you would say, rhymes. And I love interacting with people. I love the thrill of a sale. I'm really pretty decent at it.
That's what I was going to say next. Like, you are genuinely one of the best salespeople I've ever encountered. And it's a genuine good, like, right. you remember what I bought the last time I was in the store. Like, you remember what somebody bought. You remember, you know, mm-hmm. birthdays. I know, you know, I have lots of friends who call you up and say, hey, it's my wife's birthday. Can you wrap her something up? And you pick out something that everybody, like, it's just a God-given talent, I think,
of
yours.
Thank you. I mean, I love it. I'm passionate about it. I am passionate about making memories with people and making somebody's day, if I can do that, because really fashion has that power to do that. You know, if you're going to a party and you feel like you're the cutest girl in the room, then you are going to remember that always. If you feel like you weren't put together right, you're going to remember that always. So I try to really just be genuine. I think genuine is the main thing that I try. You know, I'm excited about it. So it's not being pushy. I'm just really excited.
Yeah. But you are almost impossible to say no to, because you do make, you're like, you know what? She's right. This is really cute. I really do want this thing.
Thank you. I hope so.
But no, it's part of, you know, kind of what we do too, because that's our whole thing. It's not just flippant and cosmetic. Right. It, you know, that's how women are wired. When you feel confident, when you feel good about yourself, then the world is at your feet. You know,
oh,
you
can absolutely
have whatever into every relationship you have at that point.
Oh, for sure.
1,000%. And, you know, it's all about the relationship that you build with somebody too, because we have a lot of repeat clients, as you do as well, I'm sure.
Sure.
And that trust and that energy that you build with your clientele is just very powerful.
Absolutely. How has Sweet Peas grown and changed through the years?
We've evolved, oh gosh, so many ways. I think that we obviously change with the times as far as fashion. Fashion changes all the time. So we're not stuck in a rut. I'm always trying to redo things in my store to keep it current and relevant. You know, as I've aged, I think my eye is better for the product that we buy. Gosh, we've evolved tenfold. I can remember very clearly having pink walls at one point. And I'm like, oh my God, that makes me want to die.
I'm sure it was super cute at the time, though.
At the time, it was great. But now, you know, it's a more modern feel.
And you have a lot of really unique pieces, too. Like, you don't go in and find just your run-of-the-mill stuff. Right. Like, you have a really great eye for very unique kind of things. You know, if you want, like you said, if you want to stand out and be the cutest girl at the party, like, Sweet Peas is a place to start.
Thank you.
I mean, it really, you can find some really unique things in there.
Well, and I really strive to find quality merchandise, too. You know, I think that clothing that you can add to your wardrobe is very important. Now, you want some fast fashion, too, but my stuff might be a little bit more expensive, but I can't tell you the amount of times that people come in and go, oh my God, I still wear this jacket and I got it in 1990 in your store and it's still relevant.
Right.
So it's just great that I can hear those kind of stories and know that I'm doing what I need to do.
And pieces for all ages,
right?
Too, you know, even my kids love to come in Sweet Peas. Nana takes them to Sweet Peas anytime they can talk her into it.
They're so cute. I love your children.
They're hoodlums. No, hey, Lynn's probably pretty sweet. I think Luke likes to come and hide in the displays. And
look, he can hide in my displays all day long
and do whatever. And you have an online store too. When did you start the online part?
Well, it's really interesting. We had an online store several years ago, and I had a young lady that was expecting a baby, and she was running it, and then she had the baby, and it just kind of fell to the, you know how things do.
Sure.
It's not my gig. I like looking at it, and I love that it's there, but it's not my forte.
Primary,
I have to focus on other things. So we kind of let it go then. Well, this past year in 2020, we decided in January that one of my main goals was to get back up and running online. So we really started working on it January 1, and I hired a young lady that is very creative and talented. She's done merchandising for me, and she's also great with websites. So she started building it. Well, then guess what happened? Dun, dun, dun. Mm-hmm. The corona, or the whatever you want to call it.
The devil.
COVID.
The devil.
And I said, oh my Lord, let's get booming. So within 2 weeks, we had it loaded with product up and running. And it was really it's been an added extra great thing for during these times, because people can click online and just buy it right then. We ship anywhere in the country.
And you, I mean, everybody has their gifts, and I know what you're saying. Like, you really like the in-store purchase, the touch, the feel, the see, the, you know, connecting with your buyer.
Right.
But this, you're right, this year has demanded something different from all of us. And that's
absolutely
critical to being a business owner, is being able to kind of move and adapt and shift with the times and with the environment and with what's going on.
My word for this year was pivot.
That's a good word.
That is a good word.
But you've done a lot of like Facebook Lives too.
Yes.
I mean, you've increased your online presence, but also really tried to maintain that connection through social media and whatnot too, which is.
Yeah, I've always done Facebook Lives. I am not shy. There's not a shy bone in this body. I can talk to a wall, my dad used to say. If it would talk back, that'd be great. But I've, like, we've done them in the past, and I didn't really use it as a selling tool, I guess you would say. I mean, yeah, I wanted them to come in and buy it, but not buy it directly off Facebook. Well, when COVID hit, you know, my customers are just amazing, and they poured their love out on me and would call and, like, order things over the phone and say, hey, I want to buy a $500 gift certificate, or I want to buy this or that. Walk around with me and on FaceTime and let me buy something. So I had all these credit card numbers stored. I would say, well, do you want us to keep it on file? Sure, keep it on file in case I buy something else. So now with my Facebook Lives, it's super interesting. They can just comment, sold, what size and what it is, or color or whatever. And I can just ring it up right then, and it's no fuss, no muss.
Come pick it up whenever, I'll ship it. Yeah.
So that's been a huge blessing. We've kept the Facebook Lives up. I wasn't great about doing one last week, but whatever. Anyway,
you've been better than we have been.
Yeah, you have been better than we have been.
I try to do them every 2 a week. It's been amazing. Just purely putting it out there. I think there's a lot of people that are still needing to social distance. Well, I mean, we all kind of need to social distance some, but really, like, or it's
more critical. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
And so I want everybody to feel comfortable in the way that they shop. And I think this just added another dimension and another layer to what I like to call the year of 2020. It's full of layers.
Ain't that the truth?
Uh-huh.
Ain't that the truth?
But they say, what level of Jumanji we in right now?
Exactly.
1,000%. Yeah,
exactly. Oh my gosh. What do you think 2020 has been your biggest challenge as a business owner?
I think, you know, it is such an interesting year. At first, when this first went down, I thought, Oh my God. I think I sat on the couch at Sweet Peas for a whole week and drank all the wine in the refrigerator at 10 a.m. Not a lie. I mean, I said, oh my God, what am I going to do? I freaked out. And, you know, when they demanded that we shut our doors, I just lost my mind over that. And I thought, is this really how, you know, I'm 51 years old. Is this how my business is going to end? And then I put my big girl panties on and said, oh, girl, like, stop it. You're having a pity party. Wake up. Let's do something. And that's when I adopted the pivot. So I just said, okay, we got to change what we're doing and do it in different ways. So we came up with any creative way to market, to sell, to do whatever it is we had to do to keep our doors open. And, you know, some of them stuck, some of them didn't.
Right.
It's kind of like throwing the food at the wall, you know. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. But I remarkably have been just amazed at the support of everybody. And I really think that this year has been, though it's been challenging, and I've worked harder probably than any other year I've ever worked in my store, I think it might be our best year. And it's been a very good year for me to learn that I can do it if I have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always a go-getter, I feel like, but this year has made me into just a stronger, better retailer.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I remember one of the things when this all sort of first went down this year, one of the things that I was really impressed about Sweet Peas and about you and your business was you talking about your employees and how dedicated they had been to you and how loyal they had been and how much effort they had put into making sure that the door stayed open to you and whatnot. What do you think made them so loyal and dedicated to you?
I was blown away by my people. I mean, when we started talking about closing doors, I was panicked a little bit, you know, as everybody would
sure,
be.
Yeah.
Sure.
We all were.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I said, guys, I will, you know, I'm very candid with my people. I said, this is how much money we got in the bank. We're okay. I said, but, you know, I don't know what the future holds. So if you want me to lay you off, I will lay you off. And I said, but I don't have to yet. So you just talk amongst yourselves, figure it out, what works better. Because really and truly, they would make more money if they had gotten laid off. And I let them talk about it and came back in, and they blew my mind. They said, we just want to work for free. We just want Sweet Peas to be here. And I was like, you all are smoking crack. I am not letting you work for free. But, I mean, it just made me squall.
Yeah.
I mean, thinking about it makes me almost want to cry. But I think that they know that I would go to the ends of the earth for them and that I am dedicated to keeping the doors open. And I think that made them feel more secure. And I think that had a big part to do with it. The funny thing, when I was having my first week meltdown, when this all started going down and didn't know what to do, and they kept saying, well, what do we do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just drinking wine. Do you want some wine? And they were like, it bumfuzzled them. They were all so like, what are you doing? You're always the person, if we say, what do? You go, okay, we're going to try this, or we're going to do this. And so I think I kind of blew their mind.
Everybody's entitled to a pity party once
that's
in a while.
That's true.
You get to have one for a minute. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, you know, as long as it's not everlasting, I'm good. But so I think that, you know, they knew that I was going to do whatever it took to keep them to have jobs. I think that was a lot of it.
I'm sure that means a lot to them.
Yeah. I think it means so much to me that, you know, they would stay with me and not take unemployment.
Absolutely.
You know, for
sure.
It's amazing.
For sure. I think that's it's a challenge as a girl boss.
Yes.
You know, traditionally men have sort of shouldered the burden of making sure people have jobs and taken care of. But, you know, you talk about that mom guilt again and, you know, your business can become another child. Mm-hmm. You also feel a responsibility for these people who are working for you. Oh, it's not absolutely. Just about, you know, my paycheck. It's about all these other women's and their families' paychecks, too. And that, you know, that's a new burden that a lot of women are not used to carrying when they open their own business. You know, it's not just about you.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and I knew we would, Johnny and I would probably be okay. You know, we've done pretty well over the years and saved. But there were especially two girls that I was really worried about. I was like, if we have to shut down, what are they going to do?
Right.
One girl paid all of, you know, she's paid all of her bills with Sweet Peas and wanted to work as many hours as she could. So we just kept rolling.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's a testament to the impact you've made in this community as well, that your customers have been so loyal and good during a time like this also.
Well, yeah, thank you. They've been amazing.
Let's talk about your daughter entrepreneurs as well. Like, yes. You certainly have set an example. Pieces of Blonde.
Yes, that is Savannah McWhorter.
I know. I've got a couple of pairs of her earrings, and I love them.
Okay, what is this? I have not heard of this.
Oh,
you're missing out.
I am.
Tell her. She's done a couple of live sales with her.
Savannah is living in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
And she started law school. So she needed another way to generate income because she had to quit her job with the law school. And so she kind of ran some ideas by me. And I said, well, you know, some of them were, eh. And then I said, you used to make jewelry that I sold some of when you were in college. Why don't you do some jewelry? And so she found this polymer clay. Mm-hmm. And this is it has like a whole big following. It's not just her that does polymer clay earrings. But she figured out a way to do them and do them so well. She studied the techniques. She's kind of a perfectionist as well. And she just made it happen. She's very gifted in marketing and in social media. She's amazing at that. And so she's put together this business called Pieces of Blonde. And she's had over 800 orders now.
Oh, wow.
And now she's selling to stores for wholesale.
Good
so
for her. That's
it's
awesome.
Amazing. She's just, they're super cool. They're lightweight earrings, handcrafted. Some of them look like they have different colors in them, but they're not painted. Nothing's painted. It's all done with polymer clay.
They are so cute.
They're
too.
Beautiful.
I'll check these out.
And I wear, you know, like little studs every day to work, you know, just stuffy doctor stuff.
Right.
So when I do wear longer earrings, you know, I can't wear them for long. So I'm like, God, I'm just not used
hurt.
To it.
Yes,
my earlobes hurt. But not, I love these because they're so lightweight and they are so cute.
Yeah, they're really,
so cute.
She's she's amazing at it. It's, you know, kudos to her. I don't know how she's doing the law school and the business. She's actually had to hire somebody to help her do it.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's
for
great.
Her.
Yeah.
What type of law is she going to practice?
She does not know yet. This is her first semester in law school.
She's getting her
and
feet
it
wet.
Has been a challenge. Let me tell you, they're doing it all online.
I cannot imagine being in college right now with COVID and online.
Can you imagine law school?
And in Chicago, away from everybody.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah. She has her fiance there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been really tough. He's in the military, so she's been alone a lot because they made them quarantine on base for a lot of time.
Well, at least she's had lots of earrings to make, I guess.
She's had
lots of
earrings to make.
Does she still have her Etsy store, too?
She does, yes. She has an Etsy store. I think it's Pieces of Blonde. Oh, God, I should know that.
You should be able to find it, though.
Yeah, Pieces of Blonde.
Search on Etsy.
And she trends on Instagram all the time, which I'm so jealous of. I'm like, I need to trend on Instagram.
I know. I feel like I'm just a hair too old, you know. Like,
I know.
Social media is not my...
Well,
you know, you have to force it, but
doesn't
come natural.
I always put a young person in place. I'm pretty good at it somewhat, but not like these girls. I mean, Madison does a lot of ours too. And then I have Lindsay McCord that helps me do it. So we have a lot of hands that go into all the elements.
Make
and
it
I know
happen.
You do too.
Yes. Thank the Lord for
Yeah. Thank God. Right.
Ladies that will help.
Know. They're like, oh, you got your Snapchat filter. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Huh? What? Who?
What button is that?
And then your other daughter, is it Madison?
Madison
has the wine?
Yes, she has the Vintage Pour.
Oh, it's so cute.
It's a mobile bar service. So in the state of Georgia, well, and I think in a lot of states, you cannot transport alcohol via mobily or whatever. It's illegal. It's like a old blue book law, I believe. But she is allowed to put her camper up or her trailer up, and then you can hire her to serve all your alcohol at your event.
That's awesome.
So it's super fun. We're going to have her out at our open house tomorrow night, Thursday night, from 6 to 9. And then she'll be there Saturday night also. Or no, let me back up. Sorry, I'm getting confused on my days. Thursday and Friday night, we are having evening events. So we're having two evening events this year. So I'm going to be completely mind blown.
It's going to be fun, though.
It's going to be so much fun. We're super stoked about it.
Yeah, her little trailer is adorable.
It is precious. And they did all of their stuff by, I mean, they did it all themselves with the help of Blake's parents and refurbished the whole thing. It's amazing. It's cute as pie. It's great for weddings. They book a lot of weddings and or parties, events, whatever you want. And they can serve anything out of it. We were going to do hot chocolate if it was cold, but it's not going to be
cold. It's not going to be too cold.
Nope. Mm-mm. So we're sticking with the champagne, wine, and beer.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Who needs hot chocolate?
Yeah. No, girl. It's right up my alley.
Champagne will warm you right up.
That's right. Amen.
All right. I have two final questions for you. Unless Erica's got any questions. You got any questions?
Okay.
All right. My questions are, what is your favorite thing about being a business owner?
Oh, my gosh. My favorite thing is all the people that I've gotten to meet and to know that I would never have known in my entire life. They come from all walks of life, all age groups, and developing those friendships with those people. That's my favorite thing.
And then my second, and I guess my final question is, what advice would you give?
That's going to be my final question.
A girl boss today, you know, a young lady who wants to start her own business. What's your best piece of advice or best lesson learned?
That is a hard one. Oh, gosh. Okay, so I'm going to do kind of a two-part here. I guess if you're in the retail business, my best piece of advice is to stick to a buying plan. Do not overbuy. That is the easiest thing that will sink your business. I remember I got a little big for my britches the second year that I owned my store, and I thought, that's so cute. I'll buy that and I'll buy that. And I didn't crunch all my numbers. And boy, oh boy, did I have a bunch of stuff coming in. And I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay for all this stuff? And that's just not a thing you need to be burdened with. I think a lot of people rob Peter to pay Paul. So that was a huge thing. The second piece of that I would say to any other girl boss is to, when you can, save money. Put it back. I don't let my checking account go below a certain amount because I want that rainy day fund. It may not happen, but oh, look, here came 2020. And I, you know, as scared as I was, I knew that I had a certain amount of money in my bank account that I just always pretend like it's not there. And that was a huge blessing to me because I knew that if we had to be closed for a month, I was going to be fine, maybe even 2 to 3 months. Now, if we started going on down the line, it would be a problem, but
It got you through.
It got me through.
And it allowed you to sit on the couch and drink wine for a couple
exactly.
days.
Exactly. Yeah, let me have my pity party for a minute.
I agree. Well, Cedra, we love you. We love Sweet Peas.
I love y'all. Thank you.
We are so glad you came on. And we can't wait to celebrate the open house this weekend.
Yay.
It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Y'all come on out. It is Thursday night, 6 to 9 p.m. We have a tent outside that we will have food and cocktails, and I give away about a bazillion door prizes, so come for that. Or you can come Friday night, so you get to pick your cocktail night if you want to do the cocktail thing. If you don't want to, come Friday 10 to 6, and we will be having a Made in the Deep South trunk show all day long. And then on Saturday, we're going to do it 10 to 5. And Sunday, 1 to 5. So you've got 4 days to pick from.
To come.
Or come to all of them. We don't care.
Shop and buy. And another thing we really love that we identify with you is you do a lot for the community.
Thank you.
So don't forget to bring your toy.
They count on us. And I think this year more than ever that people are really struggling with their giving. I think that's a real problem. I think a lot of charities are having a really hard time right now. So make sure you come out, bring that toy. If I get too many, I always split them up between that and Toys for Tots. So maybe I'll just get a bazillion. I'll get to choose another local charity that I can give them to.
That'd be awesome. Great. That'd be awesome. That's what we hope for. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having me. And y'all be blessed.
Thank you. All right, guys. That is all for today. Until next time, stay healthy.
Bye.